Two voices called out to each other through the storm. They both agreed there was something definitely going on. What it was, well, they couldn't quite see. Blinded as it were in infinity. I was there the day the room began to move. The house became an ocean, and everything turned blue. My girlfriend Sally, I could look right through her. I asked her to come near so I could nuzzle her tummy. Sally, she's my love, she's my confidant, my friend. It's breaking into waves, I told her, and she squeezed my hand. Sally got perky and went bouncing round the room. Tell me about the walls, she said. They aren't really here, are they? Yes, they are, I said, and if you lean there, it'll hold you. But if you get real small, no, there's nothing there at all. Sally was framed there with her arms stretched out wide. I started thinking about Jesus and what he's up to these days. I looked past Sally. I could see the sun through the earth. I felt for the moon. It was over my shoulder. Sally got anxious. She wanted to try it out. She cradled her arms round my head, said, "Let me in." She closed her eyes and it entered her. It entered her with respect. That girl is a good soul. Her house was all in order. She began to shake as it opened her up. But she had nothing to fear. She is not a day tripper. That girl, she's a goddess, and if you look into her eyes, you'll see it there, infinity. She has a universe inside. She never looked more beautiful that night when we made love. We made love slow, and we etched ourselves into each other's soul. I care here with me now. We both gave ourselves to each other, and though I'm not supposed to, I miss her now. My heart, it aches. I'm here alone at the beach. This is the kind of place she'd like. I'm sitting here looking out across the ocean. I wonder where she is right now. Can she feel me in her soul? And maybe tonight when I go to sleep, we can meet out across the waves. The only thing I want in my life is to kiss those lips once more.